The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero in the snow portion, and at MK Pallet today. If you want to get in, best way to do it is text the show. If you miss the first 2 hours, all available on podcastarena.com. And welcome in our SportsMap 94.1 listeners.
What up, Matt?
You can also get us on Twitter. And joining us here specifically to be on SportsMap 94.1. So, like, if you're listening on 97.5, you can close your ears because he's only going to be on 94.1. Eric Warner.
Hey, guys.
What's going on, buddy?
You know, just another
2 weeks in a row you're here.
Yeah, I know. I'm in town, and I missed you guys so much from last week. I got to come back again.
Well, let's discuss the obvious first. How did the conversation go with the warehouse guys about stealing my beer?
Well, it was good because
Get a confession?
People hurt. I did not get a confession yet.
Of course not.
No. I think you're right, AJ. The only solution to this is going to be the cameras. But Lauren felt bad, and she was the one a friend of hers heard and is like, you need to hear this. You're just totally
roasted.
Yeah, you're being roasted. And I was like, Lauren, I didn't roast you. I just said, you know, next time, put my name on. And there it is. Oh, the one six-pack that I did keep did have a Post-it on it.
Okay.
That said Eric Warner. But see, what's to stop somebody from saying, what Post-it?
Yeah, the wind blew it off.
The wind blew it off. We actually have fans in the cooler.
Yeah, that could.
But man, that's where let's say here, I wanted to go in the fridge in the kitchen and eat somebody's lunch. Like, I'm like, oh, there's like a pizza in here or whatever. Somebody had a pizza ordered. They've got their name on it on a sticky note.
So you're saying you're one of the SB Nation guys.
I'm just saying, if I were that guy who would eat somebody else's lunch, am I still that same guy who would eat the lunch if it said David Gao's name on the box?
I tend to think there's
a big difference between eating Tyler's pizza and eating the boss's pizza. But, right?
Yeah, if they're ahead of you on the pecking order,
you steer clear of that.
Yeah, because that's a bad thing, especially.
But see, to the point, last week, this case of beer was just there. Nothing, no markation at all. So I think most people respect, like, if they see, you know, EW's name on there, they're not going to mess with it.
Okay.
But Lauren felt bad. So that I trust she will not.
This won't happen
again. This will not happen again. It can't. It really can't. AJ.
Because I hate to break it to you, Lauren, you're replaceable. we could find someone to do your job, honey. I mean, I think you're good, but you ain't great. Otherwise, we wouldn't be having this discussion. That's what you say to her.
I know you're right. It's a hard conversation, and she's awesome. We love her. She's up and coming. She's doing a lot of great stuff. So.
But the person you want in that job for the long haul would never allow that to happen.
That's right. They would have found out first. They would have known that those two cans were out of that six-pack.
Yeah, they would have been watching it the whole time.
They would have been like, you know what? I think there's a rat in the kitchen. We're going to figure this out.
Oh, I'd have an alarm. They'd have an alarm set on their phone for every 10 minutes. Oh, got to go check on the beer.
Yep.
Check. Okay, it's all here. Cool. I'm just saying, Lauren, wake up, honey.
So do you think this is a fair investment? Because essentially you got as interest, you got an upfront interest payment of four cans last week. And now you're getting the 12-pack. Oh, I know they're gone. I knew boom, poof.
Did we get four? So there was four.
There was two six-packs of Tasty Waves. The original thing was supposed to be two six-packs of Tasty Waves, two of the Mango Delusion.
Right.
And there was one complete Mango Delusion gone, and then there was four cans.
Okay. And we drank one of the cans on air.
Nope, we didn't drink any of the Delusion. We have to talk about this beer today. We just drank the Tasty Waves.
Oh, okay. I gave one of the beers to Tyler then. John, did I give you a mango delusion?
No.
Okay. Then I still have one at my house because I drank two of them the other night on Saturday night. But I don't know where the fourth one is. But
hey,
I must
at
have
least
it.
You're able to still do that beer math. You know it's been a rough night when the next day you cannot account for all the beers.
Yeah, I'm not drinking as hardcore as I used to. I'm slowed down and like on Saturday night, literally. So that's my one weekend night to drink for last week. The only beer I had two of those mango hop delusions. That was it.
Did you have any wine?
No.
No, that was it.
That was it.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's up, AJ?
I was exhausted.
Long week?
Yeah, and all we had an 8 a.m. baseball game.
Okay, that'll do it.
Which I could have been completely hungover for. It probably would have made me feel better about the way they played. But, yeah, it was it was a tame night, but I did have a couple of those hop delusions. It's a good beer. This is good stuff.
What do you think? What do you think of the mango level in it?
It's good. It's not overwhelming, which is kind of what I was picturing. But it's also, like, Annie tried this, and she said, that's actually really tasty.
Because she's not a big IPA girl.
No, especially anything bitter she doesn't like. Like, she'll drink some of the New England style, like, where it's real juicy and doesn't – you don't take – but this still has, like – it still has some bite to it. But there's enough fruit in it that it kind of masks it a little bit. And then I told her, what, I think it's 8.6%. And I was like, this is a big boy beer. And she's like, God, it's actually really good. I feel like I could drink a whole can of it. She's like, I might be sick, but I could feel like I could drink a whole can of it.
Yeah, well, we used real mango puree in this instead of extract because there's like some other mango beers out there that use the extract. And to us, it just overwhelms the rest of the beer. But it's tricky because to really get a lot of mango if using the puree, then all of a sudden it would become like too sweet.
Right.
So, and then the same thing with like using it in fermentation. So we added this post-fermentation and it basically, you know, had we added it to fermentation, it really would have muted the mango flavor big time.
Yeah.
So we played around with this one a lot. But yeah, we're happy with how it turned out. Pretty excited. So anyway.
So this is quarter two of the Hop Delusion series.
Yes.
What's because we had the Space City, which was Galaxy and
Comet. Yep.
Hops. And then this Mango Hop Delusion. What's next in the Hop Delusion
series?
So AJ,
I'm glad you asked that because I want to get your opinion.
Okay.
All right. So this right here is basically the OG Hop Delusion with the mango.
With mango, yeah.
And the idea is we would follow up next with the OG Hop Delusion. In fact, they've already got the cans and all of that ready to go.
Okay.
So my contention is that as a consumer, you're going to be like, okay, dude, I love Hop Delusion. It's my favorite beer. Yeah, but you just
did
OG with mango.
Sit around and drink every night because, I mean, it's like this isn't an easy drinker necessarily, especially OG Hop Delusion is not like a... That's not a crusher beer.
No. So we're thinking to make it slightly different, we might do like single malt.
Okay.
You know, so not a true smash beer, but a sm beer.
Okay.
So it would be lighter. It would be lighter in color, a little drier, a little more of that true kind of West Coast. Or do you think we're good just doing the regular
Hop Delusion? What would be
Quarter four is going to be a hazy delusion. We're going to do a New England style. We're not going to call it that, obviously, because we're in Texas.
But right. Here's what I would do.
Yeah.
I would do that single malt.
Yep.
And I would, at the end of the year, I would sit down with your people and say, all right, of these four one-offs that we tried, what was successful? What was not successful? And then next year you can bring back OG Hop Delusion as well as whatever the most successful one was. You know what I mean?
And only do two of them. Because we want to do one a quarter and keep mixing it up.
Well, or you can say, okay, well, this one didn't work. Let's not bring this one back.
It never comes back.
Right.
Yeah.
And then if you ever have a quarter where it's like, oh, what do we do in this one? That's when you throw back out the OG.
See, I like that. You always have the OG kind of back burner ready to go. That's and, a good idea.
And it might be a good idea, like, you know, at least I would bring that one back every other year at least. But yeah, that's what I would look to do.
Fred, what do you think?
I like that idea.
You think he's onto something
there? Yeah, where you
cause we can all agree I'm very smart.
Well, I don't know about that.
That sounded like a management kind of analysis there, yeah. AJ. Are you aspiring to get into management here now?
There's only one part of there's two managers here. It's Jong and Fred.
Well, somebody's going to have to replace me when I retire.
They go on management retreats. I'm never invited.
You don't get to go to those, huh?
No, I don't have the brain for it.
You know they don't do anything except just drink.
I feel like they do trust falls and
we did not do that. No.
Ropes courses and things like that.
All
that's
that
what
corny
I assume.
Stuff.
It would be.
Yeah, look at John. We did smiling. Have a nice. He knows it. We're right.
We did have a nice dinner.
Oh,
of course you did.
Of course.
It was really good alcohol.
Of course you did. Was it at the Harvard Club?
It was not, because there's not a Harvard Club in Houston.
Oh, okay, good.
Did you guys have to no, that would be if everybody went, then management would cook for the employees kind of thing, right?
Yeah, but management would never, around here, management doesn't cook for the employees.
They wouldn't do that?
No way.
Fred wouldn't cook for you?
I can't cook.
No, Fred can't cook.
I can barbecue, but that's it.
Well, that counts. That's pretty important. Yeah. You can always buy potato salad.
It's true. That is true. You got time to hang out for another segment?
Sure. Got to tell you something about something really exciting happening this Friday. So I'd love to. Thank you, guys.
Cool. All right. We're going to take a quick break. 409 wants to know if he can get a birthday shout out. Well, he didn't tell us his name, but he also needs a dinner suggestion near around West Dallas. It's a good place around West Dallas. Yeah, that's
called Fort Worth.
No, the street West Dallas, Goofball.
Oh.
Jeez. The Cowboys and Indians is down there. I would try that out. All right, quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
That's how you find out who you're dealing with. A smart percentage you I'm building with. I want the credit if I'm losing or I'm winning. On my mama, that's the real shit.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Our good buddy Eric, talking a little beer. So there's some cool stuff coming up on Friday. What's up with that?
So, you know, it's what is Friday?
It's Good Friday, isn't it?
Well, that, yes.
Yeah, it's a good Friday.
But what else in the sports world? Opening day.
Oh, it is Astros opening day. Isn't
yeah.
It? No, I thought Thursday was opening day.
I think it's Friday. Well, I was told by...
I think you don't know what you're talking about, dude.
Well, either way, we know that the Astros are playing the Rangers on Friday.
They are. It is Thursday.
It is Thursday.
Yes.
Oh, man. All right. Well, we are having
it's Dallas Keuchel's first start on Friday.
That's what it is.
That's the celebration.
That's what it is. And we have a little special thing that I can't really talk about.
Okay.
Because we're actually afraid of getting overwhelmed if I bring it up. But
so
I'm just...
There could be something there from last year's team that could
be symbolic
of their accomplishments. And you might want to see it and take a picture with it or something like that.
Maybe something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, it could be Jeff Luhnow's ring. I don't know.
Could be Justin Verlander's penis.
I've seen that.
No.
It could be something cooler. But the only way you're going to know, AJ, is to come down to the brewery. And we're going to have the game up on a big screen. And I don't mean just like a, 102-inch thing, but we actually have the 20-by-30-foot thing we show the movies on in the beer garden. We're going to be showing the game. I think first pitch is at 7:05, right?
Okay.
And but come by at 4 and get there early, and I think it'll be worth your while. And what a great and Brandon Backe is going to be there.
Former Astros pitcher.
Yep. So you're going to be able to shake his hand, get an autograph, all of that. And we actually
I don't want to say this is a certainty, I want to say I'm like 98% that Brandon Backey and I are Eskimo brothers.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, who's the lady?
I don't want to throw that out there. I
mean, yeah, but well, okay, but let's ask some 20, like, she younger than you, older than you?
Younger than me.
All right. Did you know her well?
I knew her well, that well.
Yeah. Prior to.
Yeah, I knew her for quite a while. All right. Yeah.
And give us the 1 to 10 rating.
Like, of her?
Yeah.
If I weren't married, she would be very highly rated. But as now, as it stands, she's like a 2.
Okay.
Compared to my wife, she's a 2.
There you go. Right answer, right. Buddy. Right answer. Well done.
Yeah.
All right. we do, in addition to Brandon Backey, there is a commemorative World Series Carbach glass.
Oh.
That is official. Like, you know how it is. You got to go.
We got it. We got the early.
You got the Tasty Waves glass. You got the one from last week.
Oh, so next week you'll bring us the World
Series. No, because there won't be any of those left.
What?
Because supplies are limited, I'm told.
Can't you put one in the box with your sticky note on it?
For you guys. Yeah. Okay, done deal. I'll make sure. I'll get you a couple, actually. But anyway, there's plenty of reason to come down. Good Friday. A lot of people going to be off work or taking off early, and the weather's supposed to be great. I think we're supposed to have a bunch of rain here the next couple days, but by Friday it's going to be great. So
that sounds awesome.
Come on down.
I'd love to come out there, except I got to be at the racetrack Friday.
Hey, if you can't be at Carbach, that is the next.
They got you know what they got at the racetrack? 50-cent Carbach.
Yeah, they've got Hopadillo.
Hopadillo for 50 cents.
Yep.
Dang, I might come out there instead.
That might be the place to go.
Yeah, that's they upped their beer game this year on the 50 cent because it used to be just three things, and now they've got, I think they've doubled it, and Hopadillo is one of them.
Wow.
So, and I mean, they're not small. I mean, they're about the size of this coffee cup. I mean, they're legitimate.
It's like a normal size. Yeah.
Like a 10 ounce or a 12 ounce or something?
Like 10 ounce.
It's still a screaming deal.
Yeah.
For 50 cents. Of course, you don't want to do too many of those Hopadillos like that because they will bite you.
Absolutely. Yeah, if you're sitting in the sun especially. But that's really good to know. I'm going to have to come out. See you guys.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
You'll be busy watching watching Dallas Keuchel's first start.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
But, you know, there'll be another Friday night. This is the quarter horses start Friday, so they'll go through May. So sometime between now and then, come on out and hang out with us.
Are you going to be out there every Friday?
No, I'm out there some Fridays, some Saturdays, it varies.
Okay.
Actually, I need to look. And some of the dates had to change because we had some conflicts. Like, we're supposed to be in Vegas for one of them. You know, it's just, so I don't know the exact dates.
Cinco de Mayo.
That's when you're going to be in Vegas?
Well, unless they cancel the Golovkin Canelo fight.
Yeah,
which could happen now, I guess.
Yeah.
It'll ruin my day.
Yeah, that's.
That would suck.
That would very much suck.
You been watching much tournament ball?
Little bit. I'm not gonna lie, but I did turn on because I was in anticipation of Stormy. I had a lot of stuff to do this weekend, but I did watch the last half of the second half of the Kansas Duke game.
Oh, that's a good half to watch.
I tell you, I picked well if I was gonna watch anything, and always love to see Duke go down, so that was cool. But how about you, wire to wire?
I've seen a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen most games. But, yeah, I've watched quite a bit. I thought Duke was one of the two teams left that could win, and they're gone. So I'm pretty sold on who's winning this thing. And Villanova played a pretty poor game against Texas Tech and still beat them by double digits. I just think that team's going to be hard to beat.
I think you're right, man. I think you're right. But that's why they play the game.
I think Loyola's been an underdog every single game, and they've found a way to do it. So.
That would be cool. I mean, obviously, that's what everybody's like hoping for.
That would be, yeah.
I still think they need to sacrifice the old lady if they get to the championship game.
They don't need to. She's like, what?
Win one for the old lady.
God would be like, really? This is what you sacrificed? I was taking her anyway, bro. Like, give me your coach. You want to win? Give me your coach. That's the way.
All right, do both. What the hell?
Or a mascot. Give me a retriever.
Yeah.
Behead a retriever at midcourt before the Final Four game. Then we're talking. Negotiations start there. Signed, God. Gavel hits.
I think the old lady should go.
She'll go. Don't you worry.
Yeah, I know she will. But if she dies the day before the game, That's perfect, because then they're all going to win it for her.
That's true. That could happen.
Yeah, and the other team will feel guilty. Even Villanova will feel guilty about beating
them.
It's like, oh, man, we don't want to beat them because that old lady died. We can win this thing any year.
They should poison her.
That's what I was just thinking, dude. That's where my mind was going.
But then, how's karma work?
Right, right. Like, yeah, see, that won't fly.
No, what you need to do, okay, we're gonna go back to Fast Times at Ridgemont. We need to make it look like Villanova poisoned her.
Yeah.
And have them spray Nova looks great and all kinds of stuff all over her dead body. And, you know, go Wildcats and all that. Just like
you're
they did
tag an old woman's corpse.
Yeah, just like they did with the Z-28 in Fast Times.
Oh no.
That's the plan.
This is horrible.
She's not a car, Fred.
Well, yeah, the car will last longer. She's an old. And I can say that. As an old myself, I can say that.
You are super old.
But I'm not that kind of old. I'm not like skin falling off me breaking hips hold.
Is she my age or age combined? Is she that or is she older?
She's like 90 something.
She's 90 something?
Yeah, I think she's like in her 80s or 90s. She's pretty old. I mean, she's the old that, like, let's face it, she won't be missed by many. Well, everybody knows it's time.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a way to go out.
Yeah.
It could be a great time.
You got to admit, she'd sacrifice herself if she thought it would win the championship for those guys.
She's
sure, she
very
would.
Selfish.
Well, she's not going to live much longer. She's
very selfish.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I'll tell you what I do know about, and if you want to play fantasy baseball, starting on Thursday, as a matter of fact, or like me, I'm playing fantasy hockey on here, you got to try my new favorite app, Draft. And it's daily fantasy baseball, but it's totally unlike the other guys. On Draft, you get live snake drafts with other people, just like in your season-long league. And the drafts last for one night, and then you're done. That's it. No trades, no waiver wire. You just set your lineup and go for it. So, like, the hockey one I'm playing, I get five players. I'm going to get five better players than the other guy because I outdrafted them. And then, boom, I win. I get money. It's awesome. And the cool thing is, if you've got a really good player, like, let's say you want Justin Verlander on Thursday night. Well, if you draft him, nobody else in your league is going to have him. And that's what one thing that's different about this from the other types of fantasy leagues is because everybody – could have Justin Verlander. Well, not in Draft. You get him, he's yours, and you're going to win or lose with that guy pitching for you. And I love it, man. It's so quick, it's fun, and you're winning money. Join me on Draft today. Just search Draft in your app store and play it right now from your computer or on draft.com. And for a limited time only, all listeners of the Blitz get a free entry into a real money baseball draft when you make your first deposit, but you have to use promo code FRED. That's right. Play a real money game for free just for using my promo code FRED. When you make your first deposit, search Draft in your app store or go to draft.com and enter the promo code FRED. That's draft.com.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. So just to clarify on the Sam Houston appearances, the ones that I know I have are Friday I'm out there for we're doing the show, and I'll be out there for 2 hours afterwards. I'll be out there on April 14th, and then I'll be out there Derby Day on May 5th. There's one more that we have to reschedule. So once we do that, we'll let the people know. But, you know, Blitz is all over the place right now. So it's tough to get us.
Yep.
We still got.
Fred, I'm 24 minutes away from finishing a show with no laptop.
I know.
I have used my phone a lot.
And nobody would know if you hadn't said anything. It's been that kind of show.
I guess the only thing is that you don't have a dumbass report today.
Oh no, okay. Definitely don't have that.
Okay, so well, there you go. Your grade just went down. Damn, you were pitching a perfect game, and now basically what you've told me is in the ninth inning you're giving up a home run.
Fred,
doesn't matter,
Fred. My advertiser brought in beer. Like that's like extra credit if I've ever heard of it.
You know, but not having a dumbass
right?
report,
John, that's extra credit, right?
Yeah, 2 weeks in a row, too.
Yeah. By the way, if you were wondering, UConn 32, South Carolina 14. in an ultra competitive. Is this the Final Four?
No, I think it's to get to the Final
Elite
Four.
Elite Eight.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Because they're always, remember, they're like 2 days behind the men. Because, like, yeah.
That's how they get their shine.
Yeah. and I know nobody cares about this, but I can tell you one guy who does care. Raheel. Who? Raheel cares about women's basketball.
Raheel, who's your favorite player on South Carolina's squad?
Oh, man, I love Susie Thompson. She's great.
Yeah. Clutch.
Great guard, great hits. Really, really good inside
you
player.
Can't say that. She's a woman.
What? But that's her game.
No, you can't say that. That's like if I said, oh, great breasts. You can't say that.
It's after Weinstein. You can't do it.
Yeah. Great inside game? She's a post player.
That's fine, but you can't talk about her hips. That's a body part.
Oh, man. Speaking of things that people do like, guys, rugby. And we are at Dyer Stadium, 610, 290. Come on by, put in your Google machine and stop by. We're going to be here until 8 o'clock. And then at 8:30, the Sabercats are going to start their open practice. And speaking of, hey, Sam Windsor, how are you? Tell the people what's happening.
Hey, thanks for having us, man. We're out here today welcoming fans and media. Our inaugural season starts April 21st. So we've got a skill zone going on. Kids can come down and do some kicking, some passing, play some touch rugby with their Sabercats heroes, get some autographs from their Sabercats heroes. We've got a free barbecue on, some drinks, music from DJ Teddy. Just a great atmosphere, and we're going to have a lot of fun. So come on down and support the Sabercats.
All right. Hey, Raheel.
There you go. Yeah.
Who was that guy that didn't speak English that you just put on the phone?
That was Sam Windsor. He's probably one of their better players, and he has a great accent, so I thought the Blitz would enjoy that.
Oh, what was he speaking? Australian?
Yeah, he's speaking Australian, mate.
Oh, man, I didn't understand a word of it, but it did sound cool.
Yeah, but it's cool. They got Barbie. Damaris Barbecue is here. You can stop by, have some barbecue with us. I'm here right now. And again, 8:30, the open practice starts. But before that, players are going to be teaching kids how to play rugby and all sorts of drills. So this is a free event. Stop on by Dyer Stadium. Stop by.
All right. That's Raheel and friend. Aussie friend.
Oi, oi, oi.
It's funny when the wife works from home, she does these phone calls with these people from all over the world. I can't understand any of them. There's like, because they've got people from Singapore and Australia and England and France, and they'll get on there and say, hello, Valerie, I was wondering if you would do this. And I'm like, what the hell?
I got to be honest. I don't understand people from Boston.
Well, that's true.
Much less other countries. Are you crazy?
Well, how you feel about East Texas? You okay on that?
I mean, I'm not great with it.
I'm pretty good with that. I like that.
I like when that's people talk sexy. Normal.
Okay, here's a weird one for you. Is it strange that I find the Kentucky Fried Chicken Colonel sexy when it's Reba?
What?
You don't think that's a little sexy?
That's gross, man.
You wouldn't want to hit Reba looking like that?
No, I'd rather hit Colonel Norm McDonald than Reba.
I'm just curious.
What?
I guess I'm the only one, huh?
Are you really turned on by the Colonel Reba?
Yeah, I think she's a little hot.
Oh.
Doesn't she kind of look like Ellen DeGeneres
a little bit? Yeah, a little bit. She looks more manly than Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah, because she has the short hair and everything.
And she talks like this, so it makes her even seem more manly.
I think it's very sexy. I do. I like that voice.
God.
I'm just, you know.
Why don't you just move to West Virginia and marry your cousin?
Because I don't have any cousins in West Virginia.
They can move there with you.
Yeah, I'd have to go. I don't have any cousins there or Arkansas or any place like that. So,
yeah, chicken Reba, not for me. No thanks.
Keith says, what if they pretend she dies on Good Friday, Loyola wins a tournament, and she comes back to life on Sunday?
That's a good move.
Yeah, that's...
Because it's also April Fool's on Sunday.
Right. But it also sounds... But if she comes back on Sunday and they make it to the championship game, that you haven't sacrificed her for the title.
By the way, April Fool's is the worst day to have Easter on.
No. She comes back after the game.
Because April Fool's
but
on Easter.
But that wouldn't be... That wouldn't parallel...
That's Monday.
Monday. Never mind.
There's no Easter joke there.
Never mind.
Yeah, you're doing a Jesus joke here.
Yeah.
And you're trying to honor that. So.
It's way better if, like, you talk about how when the guards rolled back the stone, there was a joke. Ha, 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 gotcha. Yeah. April Fool's, dummies.
But, yeah, everybody says she's 98 years old. So she's not even going to last a week.
Oh, man.
So you might as well just go ahead and take one for the team.
Yeah. I'm with you.
832 says, I think we're all going to hell for that one because I agree.
For what one? For Reba?
No, not Reba. The old lady.
Oh, okay.
That you sacrificed the old lady.
Oh, no. No one's going to hell for that.
Mm.
That's a widely held opinion.
Well, I mean,
there's no room in hell for all of us.
That's what old people do.
They die. That's what I've been saying about you. It's coming.
And that's fine. I mean, you know, when I die, I'll just haunt over at Carbach. Steal people's poutine and BBH.
You're going to be, Eric will come in here and he'll be like, oh, I don't know why there's two beers missing from your six pack. I don't know why.
So I was going to bring you the new BBH, but for some reason that one's gone.
Yeah, they're all empty bottles.
Yeah.
And a big drunk passed out ghost in the cooler. I don't know what's going on.
God. There's one channel now that has like all ghost and alien shows.
Is it the Scientology Network?
I don't know what the hell it is, but every one of those ghost shows, it's like basically in every one about aliens. They had this one on the other day, and for some reason I was just mesmerized. It was so awful. It's about how aliens are living on the moon, and they have all these structures that are built there. And they're planning for an attack and all this stuff. And they show the structures, and it's basically just a bunch of rocks that they're trying to say is some structure. Yeah. And then
it's like when they show cornfields and they're like, look at the message.
And they've got like one legitimate scientist on there. And she's basically saying, well, these are structures that could have easily been happened from, asteroids hitting the moon and all this kind of stuff.
Right.
Yes, but other studies show. And then they get all their conspiracy guys on there. And then they had a ghost show on after that that was even worse because, that could be a ghost. No, that looks like a rabbit. That's not a ghost. Somebody's got a rat in the attic.
Well, it could be Bigfoot.
I mean, I can buy aliens a lot more than I can buy ghosts, but at least make it believable. It was so comically bad that it was funny.
I don't know what I buy more, aliens or ghosts. I'm going to go ghost, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I'm going to go aliens.
Like, we have scientists out there searching for aliens. They haven't found anything.
No, but the universe is so damn big, there has to be. They're just not, they're like us. They're not advanced enough to do space travel.
Yeah.
You know, they're probably over in Alpha Centauri, and they're probably sitting there drinking, you know, Barbach beer. And
there's 0% chance that if we ever meet them that we've got the upper hand.
Well, yeah, because if they get here before we get there,
we're screwed.
Yeah. Then
like, it's the people who can travel, you know, pan-dimensionally, those are the ones who have the advantage technologically.
They're going
to
anally probe
us.
To
win a war.
Yeah, and we're done.
Yeah.
We got to know that. So I don't really want to meet them, but I think they're out there.
For sure.
Somewhere.
No, I don't know. I don't believe that anyway.
But ghosts? Nah, I don't.
What'd you say, John?
He says, I have to tell the people about a dream trip.
Oh, tell them then.
And, you know, Eric, this sounds like it's right up your alley. If you've got a sports bucket list, you can check the Masters off right now. Right now. You can call one concierge.
Both you and Eric's old asses better be on that bucket list. Watch. I mean, you guys should, whatever you got, you better start doing it.
Well, you know, and that's another topic. Instead of the dumbass report. Instead of the dumbass report, we'll talk about that when we come back, because I've been thinking about this, and I am at the age where I should have a bucket list. And if you do, the Masters ought to be on it. I've done the Masters once. It was fantastic. One concierge can send you there next week. How about this? They put an amazing trip together that people like us normally don't have access to. The ultimate VIP golf excursion to Augusta next week. Chartered jet travel from Houston to Augusta. Not Atlanta, plus that long drive direct. You're going directly to Augusta. Ground transportation to your premium hotel accommodations. And, of course, you get 2 or 4 day passes to the Masters, where, by the way, those things aren't easy to get. And you get to see a guy named Tiger playing this year, too. And you get to see Augusta National. Other trip options, you can get golf at one of Augusta's premium courses, unlimited entry into the best 5-star hospitality club in Augusta with gourmet food and beverages. I mean, this just sounds like an awesome trip. Any group of 8 comes with a Masters host home. So how about this? You get a private in-home chef, too. Get your buddies together. Go to the Masters with one concierge. Here's the website, jetsforgolfers.com. That's jets, the number 4, golfers.com. It's your turn to go to the Masters. jetsforgolfers.com. That's one concierge.
Live Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. Calling all Owls fans, Rice Baseball takes on crosstown rival Houston on Tuesday, March 27th at 6:30. Come out to Reckling Park, take photos with Houston Astros and Rice Baseball Championship trophies. Don't miss the first ever chance to take photos with the only two baseball trophies in Houston. Tickets start as low as $12 for single game ticket information. Call 713-348-OWLS or visit ricehouse.com/BSBTicks.
Yeah, that World Series trophy is getting around more than Donald Trump.
Yeah, more than Stormy Daniels. You know what we can do here since we don't have a dumbass report?
What can we do?
We haven't done a Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
Well played.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
You're familiar with Elon Musk, correct?
Yes.
I think most people are. Well, I don't really pay too much attention to stuff like this, but apparently he's been, he and his father have been estranged for a while. He's not happy with his father. And I was trying to think of things that would make me not want to hang out with my father. Of course, him not being alive anymore is one of them. But apparently his father, Errol Musk.
Musk.
Had a child with his stepdaughter.
By the way, if my last name was Musk and I had a kid that I knew I would eventually be estranged from, absolutely naming him Ball.
Yeah.
Ball Musk.
If I were Elon,
maybe Satchel, because that sounds like a real name, Satchel Musk.
It does. But the 72-year-old basically has a daughter with his 30-year-old former stepdaughter, the daughter of his former wife Heidi.
Oh no!
She moved into the house when she was 4 years old.
Ooh!
And he was married to her mom for 18 years, and apparently they got back together recently. And
how old is he?
72.
Oh,
she's 30. You know, I don't think it's gross if I'm hooking up with a 30-year-old, but a 72-year-old, yeah, that's gross. Especially your former stepdaughter, man.
Yeah, that's weird.
And so I don't really blame Elon for this.
Does Elon's father have money?
I don't know. It doesn't say. I'm guessing he does because obviously Elon got his money from somewhere to get started. But Errol does not live with Jana and the boy, 10-month-old Elliot Rush Musk. But
this is like a Woody Allen situation.
It's worse than that. I mean, she's 4 years old when she moved in with him, and he says that they didn't really live together, so it doesn't count.
Oh, well, then yeah.
He said, we were lonely, lost people. One thing led to another. You can call it God's plan or nature's plan. Yeah, you know, I'm not good on God, but I'm pretty sure he's not going around saying, bang your stepdaughter.
You can also call that the pervert plan.
Yeah, yeah. So apparently Elon went berserk when he learned about it, which I don't really blame him. He referred to his father as a terrible human being. And another of his children, daughter Allie Musk, apparently was also
close.
Upset.
Yep. That's close. Yeah. I could go there. I'm not going to go there. I could go
you
there.
You could. His daughter Allie called him insane and mentally ill. They believe he's getting senile and should go to an old age home.
All right, that's the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day. I wanted to have a follow-up discussion on this.
Okay. So play the music and we're done.
Yeah.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Okay. I have a friend who, we've had great discussion about this. His mom got remarried, so he has a stepdad. His stepdad's brother's kid is technically his step-cousin. They had sex. Is that weird?
They live in the same house?
No.
No. No, not weird.
Not weird at all?
No. No.
100% not weird.
I'm going to go with,
a little off.
It's a little off, but it's not weird.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. You got to hit what's close by. And if there's no, there's no actual binding there.
Okay.
You're fine.
I'm glad you guys say that because my friend was me. So it's good to know.
Yeah.
But well, now in here's, that case. Here's the other part of that, though. We knew each other before her uncle married my mom.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with
it. Totally fair game then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was even if you didn't know her before then.
Okay. But I did. Let the record state, I did.
Okay.
Just wanted to...
You're fine. You're fine on that one.
I got one. Oh. Not about me.
Oh.
But I know somebody...
Teresa's your sister?
No. No. I know somebody...
AJ, she's Vietnamese. That's just so That's racist.
I know somebody that used to date someone that was on the other side of the family. Like cousins, but very distant cousins, but they're not blood related. So I don't know. I'm like, that's still weird to me.
Are they still, you're talking about?
I don't know. So like if you're on the other side of your family, if they had a cousin that you didn't know about.
So like if my cousin on my dad's side was hooking up with my cousin on my mom's side.
Yes. Yes.
Was it at a family reunion? Because that would be
I don't think so.
I think that's okay.
Yeah.
I think that's in bounds.
I made out with a chick at a family reunion, not from my family.
That's a win.
But yeah, it was...
Because family reunions pretty much
They were horrible. I was like 14. And we went under a pier and I felt up this chick's boobs. It was awesome.
All right, we're out of here. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.